Blog Talk Radio. welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, the weather in Atlanta today is perfect. And the reason I say it's perfect is because it's not too hot, it's not too cold, and it's a little bit of overcast today. But it's supposed to get my 80s today. So, you know, that's going to be a pretty nice afternoon. And it should push you right into a nice evening. So if you have some things planned and doing outdoors after work or something today, it's going to be perfect. I mean, it's going to be perfect. This is the type of weather right here, and this only happens in Atlanta, but this is the type of weather right here where, you know, you start to really enjoy the outdoors because now the insects and everything starting to move away and starting to get to there because they know the cold weather is coming, right, and the fall is coming. But so they start migrating to where they need to be, start getting away from all the bugs and the mosquitoes and the flies and things like that and heading on into them nice cool evenings when you can wear a sweatshirt or something and sweatpants outside and still have a nice tan. So, this is the perfect place to be for weather, is Georgia. Hey, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show, guys, is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax and accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Hey, don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks, guys, again for tuning in. I have a great show for us today, a great topic. Today's episode is called People That Say, I Don't Have to Work. Why are they working? Okay, and so we're going to discuss some of the reasons that people say they don't have to work, okay? And these are the people that you work with every day, and they're doing the exact same thing that you're doing for the exact same reason that you're doing them, okay? And there's no two ways around it. They're there for the exact reason that you're there, because they don't have enough money for them not to work. Okay? You know, I always say people that say that, they don't have to work. I don't have to work if I don't want to. Well, all they're saying is I don't have enough money to stay home. Although I'm retired from another job, I had to come get another job in order to keep my lifestyle. Okay? Because just like, I mean, it's millions and millions of people in the United States that are in this category because they didn't plan properly for their retirement. And, you know, I'm in the same place. I don't feel like I'm ready for retirement. I'm definitely not. Okay? But there are people that are retired right now at 50 years old and don't have to work. Now, of course, I'm not talking about those people. You know, that's common sense. People that say, they don't have to work and they're not working. Okay? So there are people out there like that. You know, my mother-in-law, she could do something else as far as working and make some money at it, but she don't have to work, okay? So she don't. Y'all with me? So those people, really, they don't have to work. But there are, of course, that rare situation where people that are retired and working that really don't have to work. I mean, they, a lot of them are working just to stay active and continue doing something. But they still have their retirement coming in and all this stuff, and they could walk out at any time. Of course, it's a few of those. But they don't usually say they don't have to work. Y'all with me? Because you know the way they are, they don't have to work. But the people that are working every day in there doing overtime and trying to get working holidays and all this stuff and say they don't have to work. I'm just here. I'm just trying to buy something. Come on, man. And I was talking this morning. And I was like, I know someone that that's retired and had been working at their job over 25 years and retired from that job, get some kind of retirement from that job, and now they're working somewhere else. I mean, simply because they say now that who's working as well. Now, she said that he was driving her crazy by being at home every day, and he needs to get out and get a job. Well, she's not even home every day, so how is he driving her crazy unless he's on the phone with her, calling her at work all the time? Hey, baby, I just finished making the bed. Then he called back, about an hour later, hey, baby, I just finished cleaning the kitchen. Hey, you need something from the grocery store? Give me a list. Tell me what you need. Okay? Unless he's doing that. But how is he driving you crazy by not being at work? See, women can't handle a man not working. They having to get up. She was okay when he's having to get up and go to work every day just like her. But now that he's retired, he doesn't have to get up every day and go to work. He's laying in the bed snoring, and she's up, and she getting ready to go to work. It's raining outside that morning, and she's like, wake up, Snort. I need you to help me this and that. I need you to warm up my car. If I'm retired, I've got enough money. Y'all get that? Enough money to pay my bills and take care of my lifestyle the way I have it right now. And my wife tell me I'm driving her crazy and I need to go back to work. And I know I don't need to go back to work. I'm not going back to work. I mean, serious. I'm not going back to work. 818-301-5834 if you want to comment on this subject. For that say, I don't have to work. Why are they working? Why are they working? I heard someone say it just yesterday. That's why I'm doing the show. I heard someone say it just yesterday. I don't have to work. Well, come on. Why you not at home then if you don't have to work? What fool would go to work when they making enough money outside of what he's doing now, outside of work? He's making enough money in retirement to take care of his bills and take care of his lifestyle the way he has it right now. Why would you go to work? Other than, like I said, it's a very minuscule amount of people that go to work, that work every day, that are making enough money in retirement to take care of their present lifestyle, you know, and they're working. They're trying to keep going, keep their mind sharp and all this stuff. That's part of it, okay? Because when you retire and you start to sit around not doing nothing, not reading, you know, you may be keeping up with local news or world news, but, you know, you're not out there walking. You're not keeping your mind sharp. Then your mind, you know, things going to start deteriorating. Okay? So, I'm with not working. I hope I don't have to work, you know, later on in life. I hope I can lay it down and have enough money coming in retirement where I can take care of my present lifestyle. That's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with your age, people. It has everything to do with money. Okay? Nothing to do with your age. I don't care how long you've been on this job. I was there for 20 damn years. What you going to do the next 20 years? You got another 20 years to live, baby? Do you have enough to last you that 20 years? Add it up. No. So what do you have to do? Go back to work. Go get me another job. You know? So, you know, I hate to hear people say I don't have to work when they out there working. Give me a break. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, tomorrow's Friday, right? And I do Free Fall Friday on the show where you can call in. All lines will be open. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Now, tomorrow, I'm doing some things. I'm running some errands and things with my wife, so I may be having a show tomorrow, but I may not. I'm not sure. But hey, if you're on Blog Talk Radio right now, online listening to the show, you should see an icon there that says "Follow This Show." Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. That way, and the reason I want you to do that is not only to follow the show, but also to not boggle up your time, okay? So, and what I mean by that is if you set that up and be able to follow the show, when I set up a show for that day, I send that out to my mass audience, people that are following the show, and I send that out to my mass audience, and that way you know I'm having the show. It's a definite goal for that day, okay? But, you know, if you follow the show and then you don't get that set up, then you're going to think, Frank having a show today. I got to get on. I got to listen to Frank's show. And you get there, and there's nothing going on. That's a waste of your time. So I don't want to do that. I want you to use all your time wisely. Then, so go ahead and do that. Set that up where you can follow the show, or you can go on Facebook and follow the show there at the Frank Williams Show. And so do that, and I don't know how I got off on that, but I guess that happens to me sometimes, getting on up there in age. Anyway, tomorrow, hopefully, I'll have a show. I'm going to get out of here early enough in the morning to be able to get back to the studio and do the show, because that's what I love to do, all right? If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here. People that say, I don't have to work, why are they working? You know, it's the darndest thing to me, and I guess it kind of gets under my skin because, you know, hey, you could be talking about anything else. You could be focusing on anything else, but, you know, to be trying to get in your mind, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to rationalize with themselves while they're coming to work, you know, I don't have to work. Well, you're trying to tell yourself, your mind trying to tell yourself that you really got to work. You're trying to psych yourself into working. That's all you're doing when you say that kind of stuff. You're trying to psyche yourself into doing that job. I don't have to work. You know, you tell people that because they think that, hey, you know, Sam don't really have to work. You know, Sam really retired. You know, if he walked off here, he'll still have some money coming in. Yeah, Sam will still have some money coming in, but he won't have enough money coming in. Y'all get that? Okay? So, he can walk out because he still got some money coming in. But Sam doesn't have enough money coming in. Okay? That's the only reason you go to work, guys. You know, the J-O-B stands for just over broke. A job keeps you just over broke. Okay? Because, you know, things out there tell you that most people work paycheck to paycheck. I mean, you think about it. If you stop getting your paycheck, how long would it take for you to be, I don't know if this word is right, destitute? And I think that means, or I want it to mean, homeless, you know, pretty much. You don't have any money, don't have any money coming in, you don't know where you're going to get enough money from to take care of your essential bills next month. Y'all with me? And that's how I think every 30 days. I think that's how most people think, every 30 days. I don't care how much money you have. Okay? So, but, you know, if you didn't work, how long would it take for you to be destitute? Okay? But anyway, hey, I'm sorry, guys. I just wanted to put that out there, too. I also wanted to help, you know, give someone some knowledge as to some things that you can say when someone around you at your job or whatever say, I don't have to work. I mean, you don't even have to be at your job. You can be at a barbecue. And, you know, the people at the barbecue, you know, you hear somebody say, well, I'm working down here at such and such, but I don't really have to work. You know, I retired 3 years ago from the state. So, you know, I don't have to work. I just go in there because, you know, I just need something to do. Really? Really, you need something to do? You know. You live in a house or an apartment? I got a house. Okay? And if you live in a house, man, you got stuff to do every day. You can find something to do every day at the house. I know I can. You know, I got 15 different things I need to do right now at the house. But I just can't get it done because of time. Where's your time, Frank? My time is at work. I'm at work trading hours for dollars. So I can take care of the stuff that I need to get taken care of at home. But if I didn't have to work, I damn sure find something to do instead of going back to work, you know. And that drives me up the wall. People say, I don't have to work. Well, if you didn't have to work, you wouldn't be working, dog. I know if I didn't have to work, I wouldn't be working. Okay? And it's all about having enough money where you don't have to go to work. And if you don't want to go to work when you get 60, 70 years old, then you better start figuring out how you can start saving enough money to be able to take care of your lifestyle that you have at that time when you want to stop going to work. Come on, man. Y'all kill me with that. Anyway, hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. That's all I have. But like I said, I just wanted you guys to start kicking out there and start letting people know that they need to stop saying they don't have to work because they do. I don't say I don't have to work because I have to work. You know, I don't care who knows. I got to work. You know, I got a house, kids to take care of, wife, all this stuff to take care of, and myself. Got to take care of that. So I have to work to do it. All right? Even if I had my own business, I'd still have to work. All right? Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you in 23 and a half hours, 10 o'clock a.m. right here, Frank Williams Show. See ya. Yeah.